Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Back here on J Street Vibes. Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320, D'Lo and KC. Jason Jones of The Athletic. We're here putting a little bit of a bow on the Sacramento Kings season here in the 2022-2023 season after a first round exit to the defending champion Golden State Warriors. Nothing to hang your head about, though, man. They broke a 16-year drought. They reinvigorated this city, and they made the entire city proud and kind of brought a franchise back to life. So it's I want to say it's all good because you want to win, but it is all good out here in Sacramento. They love this team, and they're hoping this is the beginning of something. One of the things that they're hoping this is the beginning of is multiple all-star, possibly multiple all-NBA De'Aaron Fox, man. What a year he had. Just a breakthrough year in the league. I want to get his numbers specifically up on the season. I think he averaged – I don't even want to think. I want to make sure I have it right here. I'm pulling it up as we speak. But on the season, he averaged 25 points per game to go along with 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal a night. The first ever NBA Clutch Player of the Year award went to De'Aaron Fox for what he was able to do time and time again in the fourth quarter, the most, by the numbers, the most clutch player in the league. And then he had his first playoff appearance, and he upped his game in the playoffs. He went from 25 a night to 27.4 to 6 assists tonight to 7.7 assists, then even upped his rebounds and steals as well. He was able to do what I think a lot of people were hoping Sabonis would do, and that's take your game up a notch in the postseason. Sabonis obviously wasn't able to do that, but De'Aaron Fox, he more than did that in the playoffs, man. What a year from him, man. He's a guy that, you know, you saw him when he was drafted here in Sacramento. They looked at him like the savior. He was going to bring these guys to the promised land. And like I've said a number of different times, Jason, I know it's not a championship. I know they're not there yet. They've got a lot that they want to accomplish. But damn it, he did it. He did it. He brought him there. He's an all-NBA player. He's an all-star. He broke the streak. He performed in the playoffs. Damn it, he did it.
Yeah, and they finally got him some help. I mean, a lot of times I think we're way too hard on young players about what they have and haven't done and ignore the fact that usually the best players end up in some terrible situations to start their careers. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, you know, like I said, I've known De'Aaron since he got drafted, and I've always said he's one of the smartest young players I've ever, you know, just, he's very self-aware. Like, understands what he's not good at. You know, you don't have many guys who are 20 will tell you, I'm not really a great leader. I'm not really good at talking to guys and doing that stuff yet. And he understood that he had to get better at it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, there's definitely an awareness probably of how, you know, people view him. And sometimes you see him, you know, have fun on social media about that. People say stuff about him, but I just saw a different level of, you could kind of feel the maturity in him. Mm-hmm. You also forget, we got drafted, was he 18? Yeah. I mean, so I think, you know, you take all that into account. The fact that he did not come into this season trying, you know, over to, I forgot who got him to gain a bunch of weight last year, but that was just the craziest thing ever.
Last year was all bad. And I don't know if he remember it, but I, after one of his workouts, I talked to him because I was hard on Fox at the beginning of the season last year because I was so disappointed and how he started that season and how he came into that season. And there was a lot of other factors going on. He's probably pissed off. Like, we're really running this back again. Like, we're really doing this again. There was a lot going on, but I told him, I was like, man, he was at one point, like 25 games in the season, he was averaging like 17 points a game. I was like, well, you're not a 17 point per game player. Like, I can't just sit up there and be like, everything's cool. Like, I had to be like, nah, you're better than this. And when I talked to him, he was like, no, you're right. Like, I expect the same thing out of myself. I wasn't handling business. But that was the one time, the first month and a half of the season last year, when I was like, man, I don't know if he's it, man. I don't know if he can get it done. I knew he had the talent, but I didn't know. And, you know,
like, why would a guy whose game is predicated on speed think that gaining weight, you know? But then again, you don't know who he was working with. You know, he could have got some bad advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone, you know, could have told him that was a thing to do and they were wrong. But yeah, him playing like that made sure that Luke Walton and them guys was going to get up out of there. I mean, they didn't stand to win that without him like that. Because that, the way that team was, it was so bereft of talent.
Mm-hmm.
That if De'Aaron wasn't, and that's what made it tough too. If De'Aaron wasn't special every night, a lot of times those teams couldn't win.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot to put on him. So you actually put a team around him, and he, you know, and I saw a lot of maturity in his game in terms of getting to that mid-range game. I mean, it was lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to the paint, you know, he's not Steph with the three, but I think he's a much more confident 3-point shooter.
Yeah,
we weren't complaining about him going 5 for 9 on free throws every other night.
Oh man, the free throw thing was that was driving me crazy, and all of a sudden he turned into damn Mark Price at the free throw line this year. I was like, that's what I'm talking.
I mean, you definitely saw some growth and some improvement, and like, you know, when you listen to the way he talked about the game, he had a coach tell me one time, what young players don't get is that being really good in the NBA is hard.
Hmm.
It's not easy. Like, the level of work and time and commitment, it's hard. There's a reason why everyone can't be that guy. Because not everyone wants to pay that price. You know, you don't want to cut your vacation short because you got to go work out. You don't want to be the guy who's like, hey, I need to get all the guys together to get this work in. And De'Aaron has grown into more of that guy. He wasn't always that guy. You know, there were grumbles amongst the team, like, man, this dude rather work out with his fiance than work out with us. You know, so he wasn't always that guy, but I think he's grown into that role. And it always helps when your GM goes out and gets you another all-star to play with and puts guys around you who fit what you do, as opposed to drafting a bunch of 7-footers.
Yeah. Do you you think there's another level that he could reach, or is this about who he is? And I don't even say that like in a negative way. He could be 25 and 6 for the next 8 years, and that's dope, right? Like, that's really good. I'm not saying it like it's bad, but do you think there's another level that he could reach statistically and just as a basketball player in general?
I don't think he's in his prime yet. I think he can become a better 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He'll become a better defender, a more consistent defender. Mm-hmm. He can be a dominant 2-way player. Mm-hmm. And I think if he becomes a more dominant defender, I think that changes, that flips so much. I mean, I know I even talk about it. We hear the head of the snake, head of the snake, head of the snake. Yo, he's ahead of the snake, but if he flips that on defense as well, and you start seeing him getting all defense votes, and you know, maybe that steal account goes up to 2 steals a game, 2.5. You know, we know he can block shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when needed, he can be a rebound. You know, he can rebound. You know, there's areas where he could. Just even a small uptick takes his game to a different level.
Yeah.
You know, if he's getting, you know, I forgot how many boards he averaged this year, but if that number goes up a little, and that means he's initiating an extra 2 or 3 breaks a game,
mm-hmm.
that could be, with the way the guys can shoot the three, that could be extra 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely another level. I definitely wouldn't say that he's, you know, I don't think he's in his prime yet. I think he might be a year or two away from it. I mean, like I said, we forget how young he is. What, is he 25 now?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. People think about their prime, they're usually thinking about 27, 28.
Yeah, usually you think about a guy hitting his prime around 27.
Yeah.
You know, that's when the experience coupled with the knowledge all comes together. Mm-hmm. And now, boom, you're Superman.
Yeah.
And I think this playoff experience and what he'll take from that, and what he'll add to his game and bring to the regular season, I think next year we'll see another leap where he goes from, well, he made the All-Star team to, Well, damn, he is killing this for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the guy that we got to get on TV 20 times. That's the guy we're going to, you know, we got to get in who gets a new big shooty. You know, I think he can get that. I don't think we scratched the surface with Deere.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And you talk about this playoff experience that he got. I mean, you were on the biggest stage that the NBA has, you know, at least in the first round, like all ABC and TNT, but three ABC games, everything else on TNT, like not even a sniff of NBA TV. Like you were on that type of platform. You went up against the world champs. You went up and you went head to head for a long time. Obviously, it didn't end up this way, but I think like the first five or six games, him and Steph Curry had like the same amount of, you know, points per game. They both had like 31 and a half or something like that. So you went up against, you know, a psycho like Steph Curry, point for point, damn near, for the much of the series. And they were throwing the kitchen sink at him. It wasn't like, oh, you were matched up with GP2 the whole time. They had GP2. They had Wiggins. They had Clay. They threw Draymond at you. They were throwing everything at you, and you were still able to do your thing. And I say all that to say that can only breed confidence in him moving forward, right? Like, you gotta, if I'm De'Aaron Fox, I'm like, I ain't gonna say I seen it all. I'm sure there's different stuff, but damn, I didn't seen a whole lot. So what am I gonna be worried about Trae Young guarding me in January? Like, nah, I didn't seen it.
Mm-hmm. It's like single coverage, I'm insulted. Oh, all you gonna do is put a regular one guy on me? Watch this.
Mm.
I think, like I said, it's all there. And it's been there, but I think he learned a lot about what it takes to be a high-level NBA player.
Mm.
He learned a lot about what it takes to play at that level consistently. I mean, his first 5 years, we saw flashes of it. That's why, you know, he'd win NBA Player of the Week. You know, he'd have a good 5-7 days, and we'd be like, yeah, he was Player of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd win 3 or they'd win 6 or 7, and then he'd tail off, and the team would suck.
Yeah.
Because he had to do so much just to get Player of the Week. Hmm. But I think physically he's prepared for that role. Mentally, he's prepared for that role. I mean, you're asking a lot of a guy coming out of college to be the savior of a franchise that had been a joke.
Yeah. But he did it. I give him – I mean, I know Sabonis came, Mike Brown, Monty McNair, but this is the guy that was here from the start, and – he's produced pretty much the entire time, and I give him the credit. He did it. He's the best player on this team. You know what I mean? I know there was a lot of discussion earlier in the season, and it's no shade to Sabonis even after the playoffs. Sabonis is fine. He's a certified all-star to me, regardless of what happened in these playoffs, but it was never any doubt for me. De'Aaron Fox was the best player. He's the best player.
I think so. What Sabonis did, it allowed him to not have to be the best player over every night.
Mm.
It allowed him to not have to be the best player for 4 quarters every night, which helped him. But yeah, I mean, tomorrow who the best player is, that's determined, you know, in the postseason.
Mm.
This is where you become a star, and he was a star. Yeah. And there's no knocking that. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
He was a star. Just flat out star. I can't say it any differently. He was just amazing.
Yeah, man. Shout out to De'Aaron Fox, man. What a season from him. What a ride he took all the Kings fans on. We're going to get out of here, get one more break in. And when I come back, I'm going to ask you a couple pressing questions for next year's Kings team, man, to see what you think, man. Jason Jones of The Athletic, Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320. Be right back.